In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. My beloved clergy and dear brothers in Christ, Father Alcibiades and guests, we mark 15 years in gathering together as ordained clergy to deepen our faith and love and to grow in the Lord, rooted and built up in our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our years together, we have cultivated our life and our fellowship. We have made new friends and deepened old friendships. We look upon each other's faces with recognition and respect. When we see each other, perhaps someone will remember a hurt or offense from days past. But now we see how insignificant those experiences were due to the enduring bond of love. We embrace one another, greeting each other with the holy kiss, and old misunderstandings are forgiven. How important it is to share these days in their fullness as we refresh one another with mercy, compassion, mutual respect, and fraternal love. Maybe we have not seen each other this whole year. Now, our chance has come to renew the bonds of brotherly love as we pray together, share one another's burdens, and even make new acquaintances. Let us be vigilant in prayer and participate in all the sacred services. You know, you heard me in the past years that being in the services more important than anything else. That is our not only annual seminar, but constant seminar. So please don't miss any of the prayers, even those who are not staying in this center, in this retreat center. So if you go to homes or to, so try to make it on time in the morning and don't leave until we finish our day. So let us be vigilant in a prayer and participate in all the sacred services. Let us be attentive at each session in which we receive teaching. Let us give of ourselves for the betterment of all the brethren. We have some lay people with us here, but they are getting ready for ordination. I encourage them to come and be with us. And yesterday, I did a beautiful ordination to one of the deacons present here today. That is John Ma'ai. Stand up. Axios. So others, you know, are waiting in the line to be ordained. So this clergy seminar continues to be a significant highlight of our diocese. I have planned each segment of this seminar to be as edifying and enriching as possible. This 15th annual clergy seminar holds the potential to provide a wealth of spiritual blessings just as we have received in past years. Our topic for this year's seminar is Pastoral Issues in the administration of the holy mysteries of the church. This is a big topic. So that's why I invited Father Kalivas to be here, because he is the right person to address all these issues. In his ordination, the priest is charged with holy responsibility to save himself and all those whom the Lord, through the hierarch, has placed under his care. In short, the priest is a pastor, a shepherd. As the Lord Jesus said to his disciple, Saint Peter, the patron and protector of this holy community, "Feed my sheep." So he passes on this shepherding work to those whom he hath set apart. The primary responsibility for each priest lies in his faithful and pious celebration of the sacred mysteries. For this is the greatest expression of pastoral love. In the mysteries, the flock of Christ is nourished with eternal life. Baptism and chrismation to initiate Christians. Eucharist to sustain them. Confession to reconcile the sinners. Anointment to heal the sick, matrimony to form Christian families, and the other practices which figure in our Christian life, including the blessing of water and funerals for care of the reposed. In seminary and in our continuing education through reading of the Holy Fathers, in homilies and biblical commentaries, we encounter rich exegesis and interpretation of the various holy mysteries and practices of the Church. In liturgical books such as the Liturgicon and the Evchologion, we see rubrics explaining how to perform these practices. However, the liturgical books cannot provide everything we need in order to fulfill our pastoral responsibility. We live our everyday life among a variety of people, each with his own circumstance in life, as well as their many besetting challenges and problems. Every person is precious and must be encountered with love and prayer, applying the mysteries as they are needed. How does the application of the mysteries of the Church take place in this personal everyday life? For example, how does a priest address the case of a young child who is presented for baptism and is frightened of the water? What about people who never approached communion because they never felt worthy? Or those who approach the chalice without any preparation and who do not even know about confession? A couple who has been cohabitating suddenly desires holy matrimony. How can a pastor prepare them when so many obstacles stand in the way? Let us examine our topic a little closer in order to gain clarity of purpose and to sharpen the powers of our concentration. What are mysteries and practices? A holy mystery is the action of our Lord Jesus Christ in and through His Holy Church by the apostolic minister, the bishop or his presbyter, for the salvation of persons and their embodiment in our Lord Jesus Christ for the reconciliation of all things unto God. When a neophyte is baptized, he is adopted into Christ and becomes His. In Holy Communion, the communicant participates in life eternal and in the kingdom of God through mystically consuming Christ's holy body and blood, of which if a man partakes, he shall have life in himself. In the sacred mystery, in the sacred mysteries, God grants deifying grace, and each of us as recipients makes a promise, a commitment to the Lord. And in closer connection with our promise to the Lord, God meets us with His great gift, His abundant life, or the bestowal of His divine grace. There is commitment and nourishment, the combination of which leads to the transfiguration of all our life and, in the end, to our inheritance of the kingdom of heaven. Mysteries are also called by the ancient metaphor sacraments. This metaphor shows forth this twofold significance of promise and of recompense. In the ancient world into which the gospel of our salvation was first heard, the Latin-speaking Romans employed the word sacramentum in the military context to refer to the oath of allegiance which the recruit had to swear upon being given his military belt. He swore this oath only once and was enlisted to serve. So, in the army of our Lord Jesus Christ, for example, the mystery of holy baptism is our sacramentum, our oath consisting of our promise to live according to His holy commandments. But there is more. This term, sacramentum, also refers to the soldier's stipend as his pay. In this same sacrament of baptism, we not only make a promise, more importantly, we receive the nourishing grace of adoption and begin to share in the sonship of our Lord Jesus Christ. This divine adoption is our nourishment. Holy Communion contains our promise to deny ourselves for Christ and to obey Him, and it also becomes the sacrament of eternal life. The support upon the road of eternal life, leading us to heaven, as we read in the liturgy of St. Basil. Wherever you see the word mystery, you can substitute the word sacrament and vice versa. In St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, the apostle calls matrimony a great mystery. Thus, it is a great sacrament which contains promises and also holds forth blessings. The author of life furnishes believers with himself as their substance. As we say in the prayer during the chanting of the cherubic hymn which precedes the Eucharist itself, "For thou art he who offereth and is offered, who accepteth and is distributed, O Christ our God. Uncreated grace works through holy creatures, thus constituting the medium for the mysteries, water, chrism, oil, bread, and wine, rings and crowns, vestments, all these things we see with our own physical eyes, but more profoundly, our hearts, enlivened by grace, see the inner meaning which expresses the kingdom of God. A new birth, the seal of the Holy Spirit, healing of body and soul, the body of blood of the Savior, the union of Christ and his bride, the church, Christ, the high priest, officiating in heaven. The priest, as pastor, is called to minister and serve among all people who are summoned by our loving and merciful God. The Father calls all in his beloved Son to share in the feast of eternal life. Now, how is the priest to carry on this ministry effectively? What path shall he take in addressing the doubts, fears, cynicism, and even superstitions which beset people? This is our topic. I address this important question to our distinguished speaker. In order to be expedient and address the real challenge of how to administer the mysteries, we are pleased to have invited Father Alcibiades Kalivas, Professor Emeritus of Liturgics at Holy Cross Greek Orthodox Church of Theology in Boston, Massachusetts. Father Alcibiades brings us decades of pastoral experience along with expert liturgical knowledge to help clarify our topic and to raise the concrete and practical details in celebrating the sacraments of Christ. His acceptance of our invitation to lead us in the exploration of this topic gladdens my heart and provides me with assurance that all of you, priests and deacons, will be enriched as you work on this sacred theme. Let us take notes, encourage dialogue with one another, ask questions, and find ways to apply what we learn here. Then, after having remained together through the final session on Thursday, we can return to our pastoral responsibilities refreshed with additional knowledge and with a better understanding of the very essence of the holy mysteries and their effect on the faithful. Now I ask Father Alban, one of Father Alcibiades, one of Father Kalivas' students, to introduce him on my behalf. Please come here.